This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is responding to Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone, suggesting it could have been an accident. We get the details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Will he order a military strike or do something else?
You'll find out.
Trump ally Lindsey Graham says if nothing changes, the chances of war are getting higher.
We're a lot closer today than we were yesterday, and only God knows what tomorrow brings.
But fellow GOP Senator John Kennedy doesn't want to see any response.
What the Ayatollah wants us to do is to invoke a military strike.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't think the president wants a war and says the American people have no appetite for it either. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump predicted Thursday that Congress would eventually approve the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, but acknowledged that 2020 election year politics could stall its passage. In the president's words, "I hope politically they can do what they have to do," after he said that after his meetings with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Some Democrats in the House of Representatives have balked at immediate ratification of the treaty to replace the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. Drug pricing issues and U.S. labor union concerns about how much Mexico will enforce better working conditions and higher wages for its workers are some of the sticking points. Trump said he thinks that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House, and the chamber as a whole will approve the USMCA and that the Senate would approve it rapidly. It's going to be, in his words, very bipartisan. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Turkish court sentenced 151 people, including 17 senior military officers, to life in prison Thursday over a 2016 coup attempt against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Local media report 33 defendants were acquitted of charges at Thursday's trial. According to Turkish media, the court in Ankara sentenced 128 people to aggravated life sentences and 23 others to normal life sentences for their participation in the 2016 coup attempt that left more than 200 people dead and 2,000 people injured. In July of 2016, elements of the Turkish armed forces mobilized in cities across the nation seeking to unseat Erdogan. Loyalist Turkish forces put down the coup hours after it began, with many of the participants surrendering. The Turkish government alleges that U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen was partly responsible for the coup attempt. Gulen denies any involvement. American Paul Whelan appeared in a Moscow courtroom on espionage charges Thursday, where he appealed to President Donald Trump for help. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Whelan was arrested in a hotel room in Moscow at the end of December and charged with espionage. The former Marine called on President Trump to intervene.
Mr. President, we cannot keep America great unless we aggressively protect and defend American citizens wherever they are in the world. Please tweet your intention.
Whelan says he is a victim of political kidnapping.
I am innocent of the one and only charge against me, a crime that never occurred. My life has been threatened, my rights denied.
Whelan's lawyer says his client was handed a flash drive that had classified information on it that he didn't know about. The espionage charge carries up to 20 years in prison in Russia. I'm Ed Donahue.
It appears that some companies have faith the Boeing MAX aircraft will return to service after two deadly crashes and the worldwide grounding of the fleet. AP's Rita Foley reports from the Paris Air Show.
Would anybody fly on a Boeing 737 MAX after those two deadly crashes overseas? Some are betting they will. IAG, which owns British Airways and several other carriers, has signed a letter of intent to buy 200 MAX aircraft. Total list price, $24 billion.
Rita Foley of AP. At the Women's World Cup in France, the reigning champion United States team beat Sweden 2-0 to maintain a perfect record and go to the top of Group F. That sets up a last 16 clash against Spain. Lindsey Horan netted the tournament's fastest goal after 3 minutes, and Joanna Andersson of Sweden scored an own goal. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Music. Today, the voice of America. VOA 1.